ABC Radio Australia.
There's been a surprise bipartisan push for big increases to Australia's foreign aid. Only 3 days ago, the Australian government handed down a budget which included a further aid cut and with no increases forecast for another 3 years. But now a group of MPs from both of the major parties have issued a call for Australia to dramatically ramp up aid over the coming decade. Our foreign affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts is in Canberra and covering this for us. Stephen, can you run us through what's happened?
Well, Catherine, over the last few months, a parliamentary committee of both senators and MPs has been examining Australia's aid program. Now, yesterday, their interim report was tabled only days before Parliament rose for the last time before a widely anticipated election. Now, this report makes some pretty striking recommendations about foreign aid. And most surprisingly, it actually calls for a dramatic increase to Australian foreign aid. The committee says that aid should be boosted to 0.5% of gross national income within 5 years and then increased further to 0.7% of GNI within 10 years. Now, at the moment, our aid budget sits at around 0.2% of GNI, so those increases would be worth billions of dollars over the coming 5 years alone. Now, not only that, the committee also recommends that those targets actually be enshrined in legislation to make sure that aid doesn't fall below that level. Now, not surprisingly, aid groups who were only a couple of days ago bitterly criticising the government's budget and aid cuts in it are completely delighted. I spoke to Tim Costello from Mika Australia, which is a coalition of churches advocating for foreign aid increases, and he said it was a bolt from the blue, but a very welcome one.
I'm as surprised as anyone, but as a man of faith, I should believe in miracles. So this is one of those miracles. Yes, look, we have been smashing aid, giving ourselves the leave pass when the rest of the world is carrying our burden. This gives us at least a glimmer of hope.
That's Tim Costello there. So, Stephen, how many MPs in Canberra are actually pushing for this change?
Look, it's difficult to say for sure, Catherine. There are 15 MPs and senators from both sides of politics on the committee which issued this report. So if all of them were backing this proposal, well, that would represent a really substantial force which would be difficult for a government of either stripe to completely ignore. Now, last night, I rang many committee members. It was difficult to get a hold of many of them because Parliament's rising for the last time before the election. Still, five of the MPs and senators whose offices that I contacted essentially conveyed that they had nothing to do with this report. There are definitely about three or four at least MPs who wrote this report and who definitely endorse it, including the chair of the committee, Chris Crowther. But nonetheless, I think it's too early to say whether we're talking about a substantial backbench and bipartisan push for change or something that's just an isolated push from a small number of MPs. Either way, Tim Costello says that this report will help generate momentum for them and will help the whole sector as it continues to lobby politicians in Australia to take a more generous approach to foreign aid.
Look, bipartisanship is so rare and it's such good news to the Australian public. I would now ask Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten to recognise the bipartisanship of this report and say, as leaders, we commit to increasing aid.
Well, we are expecting an election to be called any day here in Australia. Do you think foreign aid will feature heavily in the election campaign, Stephen?
No, Catherine, it probably won't feature heavily. As ever, the election is likely to be focused largely on domestic issues. Foreign policy and foreign aid in particular are unlikely to feature heavily. In general, both sides of politics see little benefit in picking fights on foreign aid or foreign policy, and they prefer to stick with bipartisanship. Now, that said, there is still a live debate inside Labor in particular about foreign aid and just how much it should be increased. If Labor is victorious in the election, you can expect that the Labor MPs who have backed this report will use it as leverage as they push Penny Wong, who's expected to be the foreign minister if Labor does win, to take a more generous approach.